Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from Matar is Parsha Miketz. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. Genesis chapter 42, verse 8. About 20 years after Joseph was rejected by his brothers, thrown into a pit and sold as a slave to a caravan that passed by Dothan, Joseph ascended to second in charge of Egypt next to Pharaoh, who placed his entire kingdom at his disposal. Joseph preserved grain during the 7 years of plenty that were prophesied in Pharaoh's dreams. Then he began to carefully distribute food at the beginning of the 7 years of famine. Jacob's family needed provisions, for like everyone else on the known earth, they were affected by the famine. So Jacob sent 10 of his sons to Egypt to purchase food, excluding the youngest Benjamin, lest peradventure harm befall him. Genesis chapter 42, verse 4. When the brothers arrived in Egypt, Joseph was in charge of selling grain to all the peoples who looked to Egypt for food. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down to him with their faces to the earth. Thus the dream he had as a youth was partially fulfilled so far, because Benjamin was not with them. Yet in the dream, all his brothers bowed down to him. Although the brothers did not recognize Joseph, he recognized them. They saw an Egyptian prince standing in front of them. Joseph saw his long-lost brothers. Yet he spoke to them, harshly insinuating that they were spies. He did this to plan a way for Benjamin to be brought down to Egypt. They had said that they were part of a family of 12 sons. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. Genesis chapter 42, verse 13. Joseph declared that if they brought the youngest down to Egypt, that would prove that they were not spies. He put them all in prison for 3 days. Then he kept Simeon in prison as a surety for their return. The brothers' response to this turn of events was such that they realized that the guilt they incurred because of their prior treatment of Joseph 20 years ago was being requited by a divine judgment against themselves. And they said one to another, "We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us." Genesis chapter 42, verse 21. The brothers carried a guilty conscience all those years, yet not until the tides were turned did they begin to openly admit this to themselves. We would be wise to learn from this example. According to the Zohar, the sins that people neglect to acknowledge will accrue over time, until some evil overtakes the person. The Zohar explains that subconsciously, the sins that go disregarded by a person, in other words, sins that are not repented of, remain buried in the self, eliciting an unexplained fear. The Zohar further explains the source of the fear is the sense of judgment that exists unrealized below the surface of consciousness. Perhaps this is the underlying cause for so many people turning away from reflection upon themselves. We distract ourselves with endless preoccupations, yet instead we should turn to Hashem through an examination of conscience, as Joseph's brothers did when they attributed their misfortune to their own misdeeds.